This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Our buddy Matt Pauly's in from the sports department. Going to play a little Halfwits. Let's talk some sports, though, first. K-State getting any help from, like, the portal and all that, the way that SLU did?
They signed one guy about a week ago. I think he was a former four-star player, so it's good. Now, the more important thing for them was other schools were interested in the K-State coach, Jerome Tang, and they were able to retain him and give him a contract extension.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
General thoughts on the Cardinals?
They're fine. It's early. There's some red flags there, but you don't know if they're real red flags or if they're just something that's going to kind of get worked out. If Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado continue to hit the way they're hitting right now through the rest of the season, this team is not very good, but I think they're going to do better.
And boy, if they did, that would be even statistically just crazy, right? If they had another year like last year.
Yeah, and I don't think either of those guys had bad years per se last year. I just think they did not reach their normal level, and it's even worse right now through the first, again, 2 weeks of the season. It's so challenging at this time of the year to assess what's real and what's not real. And then, yeah, there's people at the 2 months from now, there's going to be some stuff that continues on, and everybody's going to be raising their hands saying, see, I told you so. We saw that in the first week. It's like, well, what about this went wrong in the first 2 weeks and just fixed itself. So it's challenging.
Isn't it fascinating, the crossover, the Venn diagram of sports fans, especially the ones who call into radio shows and politics?
So here, okay, the Trevor Bauer thing. I don't get it, because people on the far right want teams to sign Trevor Bauer. And nobody on Twitter who is left-leaning wants the Cardinals to sign Trevor Bauer. And like that Venn diagram is, I just don't understand why that became a political issue.
Yeah.
Don't get it.
I don't get it either. And also, like, this idea that he is a victim is interesting, because there's more than one accusation against him. There's the one that he was cleared of and looks like maybe she was trying to set him up, because I mean, the text messages exist that show she was like trying to get her hooks into him. But what about the ones in Columbus, Ohio, from when he was a AAA player? What about the other two that have popped up here and there? And don't you trust that Major League Baseball teams would want a really good pitcher for very little money?
Yes.
If it weren't for – but I think the political crossover comes in with the whole idea of woke stuff. Like people – teams aren't signing because they don't want to be protested by the left. That's the belief that makes it political.
Yeah, I don't know. It's odd, and it's not a political statement by me at all. I look at this stuff, and it's always, and I just can't put my hands around it.
No.
Yeah.
Do some Halfwits.
Oh, yeah.
All right, okay. We got a couple in here.
Just to remind how it works, it's a general trivia game, and you'll have to help me out, Race, because I forget the game I made up years ago.
Sure.
But if, for example, I ask what's the square root of 99, and Wheeler, you don't know, but you're real sure Pauly doesn't know, you can call in with your name, and you can throw it over to Pauly. And then in the second round, we do the double boof where he can throw it back to you or he can throw it over to Andrew. That's how it goes. Okay. Here we go. Just jump in with your name. Who was the first man to walk on the moon?
Andrew.
Andrew.
Neil Armstrong?
Very good. You had to really think about that one for a minute, didn't you?
I thought it might have been Buzz.
Lightyear?
Yes.
Good one. This one's a little tricky, okay? Just letting you know. Giving you a little hint. What is the world's largest desert?
Wheeler.
Yes.
Putting it on Andrew.
Andrew.
That would be that basket. Oh, you mean desert, not dessert. I'm going to say the Great Desert of
Need the answer.
Giza.
The Antarctic Desert.
Whoa!
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's a trick.
Don't think of the tundra as being a desert, but
no.
I guess it is.
Think Sahara, Mojave.
Yeah, right.
Gobi.
How many strings does a standard guitar have?
Rachel.
Yes.
Six.
Six strings. Rach is on the board. What is the capital city of Italy?
Rachel.
Yes.
Is it Rome?
It is. You are at 10.
Why did I come here? I'm just
I just figure you're just hanging back.
For some reason,
he's setting himself up.
You're getting a view of.
Well, it goes fast, and then for some reason, it is when you're first starting, it's hard to buzz in with your name for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can buzz in with someone else's name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just random names.
Feel free. Yeah. For today, you're Steve Moore. Who is the hero of the Indiana Jones series?
Andrew. Could it be Indiana Jones?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a kind of a trick question, a tricky question. It's very obvious.
Indiana Jones, whip.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, come on.
It was a terribly written question. What kind of animal slash being is Shrek?
Rachel.
Yes.
An ogre.
An ogre. 15. What is the biggest animal in the world?
Rachel.
Yes.
A blue whale.
Somebody been eating her Wheaties. In what country are the 2024 Summer Olympics?
Rachel.
Ah, damn it.
Yes.
France.
Up to 25. What language is primarily spoken in Argentina?
Andrew.
Yes.
Rachel.
Spanish.
Damn, that's a
double.
Oh,
it was that easy? I thought it was going to be another trick.
You.
I do that.
Andrew's now at -5. If you boof someone and you miss, you don't get it. What is the primary gas found in the Earth's atmosphere?
Matt.
Ether? No. Okay. Anyone else?
Andrew.
Yes.
Helium?
No.
Ah, why would it be helium?
Nitrogen.
That's what I was thinking.
I knew you were.
Yeah, I was just too shy to say it.
What is the longest river in the world?
What is Wheeler?
Wheeler. Kind of
it's not Jeopardy. I'm sorry. It's not Jeopardy.
What is Wheeler?
It is a Amazon.
Sorry, no.
Matt.
Andrew.
Oh. Yes.
Nile.
The Nile. Matt.
Dang it.
On the board. Wheeler at 0.
Yeah, if we like take a minute for somebody to get it wrong, I can come in and get the right answer. Yeah.
You're looking at the worst half-witch player in the world right here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get all discombobulated. Why do you think I'm the host? What does the prefix kilo mean in the metric system?
Andrew.
Yes.
1,000.
Correct. You're back to 0. Congratulations,
yes.
Loser. What color are emeralds?
Rachel.
Yes.
Green.
Up to 35. Where do kangaroos originate?
Wheeler.
Yes.
Australia.
Yeah! Don't
Australia, mate.
I'm taking away your points for that. That hurt my ears. Who sang the 1980s hit Like a Virgin?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna.
See, she's
absurd.
Leading off first base. See what I'm saying? Like, she's assuming
she's anticipating.
Going, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Anyone gets this, even close, I'll give you 50 points. What does DNA stand for?
Andrew. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Oh, my God. He's
aha!
Right.
That's one of the few things I know.
You are at minus 10, so you're at 40. You are tied with Rachel.
That's how half-wits goes.
That's
why it's the greatest game ever invented.
Never over.
What word describes a word that spells the same backwards?
Onomatopoeia.
What's happening? No, that's wrong. You're down to 35.
Oh, I am wrong.
I can't think of it now.
Wait, what was that?
Did you say... I don't want to say what I think he said.
No, I was going to say my name, and you beat me to the punch. That was the disappointment sound. It was like,
I'm giving your points back for that. Yes, Andrew?
Matt.
What?
No, I can't boof like that.
Can I guess again? I know it now.
Palindrome.
It's palindrome, but you don't get it because you messed everything up. So,
do I get it then? Because I was at the butt end of the mess up?
You really should. I'm going to go ahead and give you the points.
Good deal.
What is the primary ingredient in guacamole?
Right? Avocado.
Can you say what you thought he said? Or is it too dirty?
I thought he said Wang. But like real long and drawn out.
Rach, I'm giving you 10 for that.
Thanks, Dave.
I think that might be an automatic win.
Wow.
Rachel just gets to go straight to the finish line. She won.
Is that okay to say?
I'm trying to anticipate and get in there fast, and then there's disappointment.
It's okay with me to say. What year did World War II end?
Wheeler, put it on Rachel.
I'll say 1946.
No.
Andrew.
No, he gets it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When did it end?
You played halfway more than...
I've only been playing this for 15 years.
45.
All right.
Oh. You were very close. Whose face is on the $5 bill?
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln?
Mm-hmm. Yep. What planet has the most moons?
Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
is it Jupiter?
It is Jupiter.
Hey.
Nice.
You are tied with Rach again. What chemical element has the symbol Na?
Oh, Wheeler. Sodium.
You're being so weird.
Oh, Wheeler.
Like you were impressed by yourself.
I was. I'm like, I know that.
This is an interesting question. Within three, how many claws does a domestic cat usually have?
Rachel.
Yes.
I'll say 20.
You get it. 18.
Wow. Mm.
I don't know why that is or how that is.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say all of them.
I think they have 5 on the back and 4 on the front.
Oh, shut up. You did.
I think.
You don't get to not answer and then come in knowing stuff. Who wrote the musical Hamilton?
Rachel. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Very good. You said it weird, but I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. Really, really.
Because Wheeler was like, ugh.
Really hit every syllable there.
Yeah. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I said it in a Grafton accent.
You did. You went real Grafton on that one.
At least it wasn't Andrew's Hills accent.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Yeah, do you know that Andrew comes from hill people?
Yeah, like a hill people.
Do you find that shocking?
No, not at all.
In which country is the Sphinx located?
Wheeler, Egypt.
He's just going. Okay, 40. What else do we want to do here? Okay, we're just going to start round two now. It's going to be 2 minutes. So everything is doubled, and the double boof is on, which means if someone boofs you, you can go throw it right back at them. What type of car is the mystery machine?
Wheeler, Peter. Van.
Yes, and you are up to 60, so you're gaining on Rach. Who first said, I think, therefore I am?
Andrew. Matt.
You can throw it to someone else.
Oh, it's a double boof.
Or you can throw it back at him.
Throw it back at him.
So you can pick any one of us.
Throw it back at him.
Okay.
Shakespeare.
Descartes, but, you know, pretty good guess. Matt is up to 30. Andrew is down to 30. Wheels is at 60. Rach is at 70. See, great game. How many legs does a spider have?
Matt.
Matt.
Eight.
and you are at 50. Look how quickly the fades change.
See? Mm-hmm.
What is the main ingredient in chocolate?
Andrew.
Yes.
Matt.
Cocoa?
Boom.
Boom.
Tied for the lead.
Boom.
It's not fair.
I was going to say water. So I
water.
It's all the same.
It's the main ingredient in everything. Water.
Two questions left. Rach has 70. Matt has 70. Wheels has 60. And Andrew has 30. What year, and I'm going to make you do it on the canoes, right on the dot. What year did women get the right to vote?
Andrew.
Yes.
1922.
No.
Rachel.
Yes.
1919?
No. Okay, that's it. Rach is down to 50. So right now, Matt is in the lead. Last question.
Well, can you tell us what year it was?
Yes, 1920. Sorry.
Okay.
Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Matt.
Yes.
Michael Phelps.
And you win.
Good call.
With 90 points.
There you go. Good job, Matt.
You took a classic approach to the win, didn't you?
Yeah.
The old rope-a-dope. The
late finisher, the yes.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday, 426. So people wrote about the future in the past and they didn't get it all right.
Well, I was watching this compilation on YouTube last night and it was basically, it looked like it was from the 50s or the 60s. And it was like, this is what the future is going to be like, the year 2000. And they just, their idea of what a robot would be was so fascinating. I mean, this is, you know, the highest concept they could think of. And there was a video that they made where there was this big, you know, metal robot that they wheeled onto a stage. So even in their wildest dreams, the
Couldn't
robot wasn't able to walk, right?
Interesting.
So they wheeled it out, and then they talked to it through a phone, and they were like, please tell us the time. They would say it like a robot to the robot, and then the robot would, you know, obviously the robot's not actually doing anything. This is just their idea of a robot. But I just thought that was so fascinating that their concept of what it would be was so far off.
Yeah.
And then you think about AI and what's coming for us and what we imagine about it on a daily basis, how silly some of our ideas are going to look in 40, 50 years.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Yeah, we aren't going to be close. When, I mean, like everybody thought by now we'd have flying cars and all that. We don't have that, but it's way beyond what anybody would have thought.
Yeah. Speaking of flying cars, Rach has been on, what's it called, the really fast train in Japan?
The bullet train, the Shinkansen.
So they're supposedly building one in California that'll go 220 miles per hour. Anyone taking the maiden voyage of that?
Yeah.
Are you?
I would. Is it a maglev?
That's a question made to make me look stupid.
No, they make them so that they're magnet, like it's all magnetized, and you're not even really riding on the tracks. You're kind of like, you know, riding the magnetic field, and the way that the field moves down the tracks is how you move.
Yeah,
and you go really fast. There's no vibrations, all that.
I just don't trust.
I don't know
us.
That that's what it is.
I don't trust us anymore. I don't. Our planes are flying, falling out of the sky. Now we're going to have a 220 mile an hour bullet train.
Well, the crazy thing is these bullet trains have existed for 30 years, 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
I rode one in France in 1988.
Brag.
I mean, it's, no, I'm just saying.
Man,
like,
he's dunking.
Why are we so far behind?
I think we made different choices. I really do.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it.
St. Louis was supposed to be New York, you know, Union Station and the whole thing, and the plane lobby beat out the train lobby,
yeah,
I guess.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.